a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, isolated storms, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see lows mid-60s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Sustainability and innovation top the list of priorities for U.S. soybean farmers, as both are connected to driving value back to the farm. Michael Klemps reports.
United Soybean Board Director Mark Seib, an Indiana farmer, says the U.S. soybean industry strives to be a global leader in sustainability.
And by 2025, we aim to further reduce the land use, soil erosion, greenhouse gas emissions, and while increasing energy efficiency. You know, sustainability and profitability go hand in hand, and build that reputation of our product is very important as well.
Additionally, finding new uses for soybeans helps create more demand and profitability.
We continue to promote new technology that creates market demand and competitive advantage for the U.S. soybean. One way the checkoff has supported this goal is through the Soy Innovation Challenge, and that program brings ag tech startups and teams to try to disrupt the current soybean value chain and develop new ways to create value for the soybean farmers.
Seib says research conducted by the Soybean Checkoff pays off, providing improvements to soybeans and soybean demand.
We continue to research ways to provide high-quality soy products that meet the need of the end user. Animal agriculture is our number one customer, so funding research is important, and protein content and quality of our soybeans is a top priority. Soy also provides multiple industry uses, such as in tires, asphalt, motor oil, dust suppression for gravel roads, and biodiesel.
Michael Klemets reporting.
And President Biden's drive to move Americans to electric vehicles, something he showcased in a visit to a Ford electric vehicle plant yesterday, getting pushback from Republicans on a couple of fronts. Republican Chuck Grassley prefers to focus on biofuels. He said, unfortunately, many of his colleagues on the other side of the aisle have their heads stuck in the sand, he said, when it comes to renewable energy sources that are already available. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. When it comes to vaccinations and different guidelines from the CDC, many businesses across the state of Kansas are now wondering what to do with their own policies, whether to keep mask mandates in place or to ask for vaccination cards. But many businesses have said they just don't have the time or the resources to do that.
I don't have staff to stand and ask about your vaccine card. You want to talk toys and I want to talk toys. The rest of it's kind of immaterial to me.
That audio from KWCH News. Law firms have confirmed that many businesses do have the right to ask for vaccination cards, but most probably won't.
I think as a practical matter, that they're not going to stand at the door and look at vaccination cards. I think they will either maintain a mask requirement or they will likely say, please do not enter if not fully vaccinated without wearing a mask. And it will be up to the individual to honor that.
The popularity of the vaccinations have waned in Kansas over the past weeks. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-port inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Cedric County authorities say a 3-year-old boy has died after being accidentally run over by a truck driven by a family member. Cedric County Sheriff Jeff Easter says officers responded to a home in Goddard on Monday evening and found Cannon Agnew dead at the scene. The sheriff said the boy was outside with his father and three other children when he stopped to change his shoes. The 40-year-old driver was moving the vehicle to hook it onto a trailer and didn't see the child sitting there. Easter says the investigation will continue, but the death appears to be, quote, a horrible accident. In other news, police in Kansas City have identified a man killed last week in a wooded residential area on the northwestern ridge of the city. Police in a news release said on Monday the officers were called to the area the afternoon of May 11th and found 38-year-old Francisco Herrera Flores of Kansas City. Police said that he had been shot. 36-year-old Guadalupe Benito Pizarro of Santa Fe, New Mexico, has been arrested and charged with second-degree felony murder in the death. He's being held in the Wyandotte County Jail on a $250,000 bond. The investigation on the issue is still ongoing. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska lawmakers rejected state-mandated coronavirus protections for meatpacking workers. Opponents argued that slaughterhouses have already taken precautions and that the pandemic is nearly over. Supporters say it was necessary to ensure that all plants are keeping their employees safe. Lawmakers voted 25 to 18 yesterday to sideline the measure for the rest of the year. The bill faced an uphill battle because of concerns raised by Governor Pete Ricketts. Lawmakers would have needed at least 30 supportive votes to override a veto. An estimated 7,382 Nebraska meatpacking workers have tested positive since the pandemic began. 257 have been hospitalized. 28 have died. The Nebraska State Patrol says a traffic stop over the weekend led troopers to seize more than 185 pounds of marijuana and arrest two people from Virginia. It happened on Saturday morning on I-80 at an exit near Giltner in south central Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and approved an adjusted student fee schedule of $70 for grades K through 6 and $100 for preschool to help cover cost of services. In the increase for preschool, it was noted Marysville was among the lowest among area schools. An agreement recognizing naming rights for Landall Family Sports Complex and Pat Landall Memorial Field for a term of 50 years was approved, noting the Landall family contribution of $1.9 million toward field and track improvements proposed at Homer Hansen Stadium through the Marysville Sports Boosters. Construction and plans are being coordinated with the district. Jessica Jordan was approved as elementary teacher. Marysville Chamber and Main Street held their annual meeting Monday via Zoom conference. Members voted on a consolidated set of bylaws. Identities was named 2020 Chamber and Main Street Business of the Year, recognizing exemplary best practices of entrepreneurship, sound business planning, work process innovation, and having a positive impact. United Bank and Trust was awarded Main Street Cornerstone Award, recognizing a business member of Main Street that has established themselves as a pioneer or a leader. Community Memorial Healthcare was named 2020 Marysville Chamber and Main Street Impact Award, recognizing an exceptional business member of the Chamber in Main Street that has positively contributed to the quality of life. Marysville Chamber in Main Street will host a business after hours Thursday evening beginning at 5 for the 75th anniversary celebration of Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenninger Law Office. A come-and-go retirement reception is planned Friday to celebrate longtime Community Memorial Healthcare family physician Dr. John Ryan. Come and go from 4 until 6 on Friday at the CMH South Plaza Conference Room with a short program at 5:15. Face masks will be required per federal mandate. Dr. Ryan retired at the end of April 21 after serving 55 years in healthcare careers, 37 years as a family physician, all of which were spent caring for Marshall County patients through Community Memorial Healthcare. A native of Wichita, Ryan has been at CMH since joining Marysville Clinic in 1984 after completing his medical residency program in Wichita. In recognition of its 65th year of service, Pawnee Mental Health Services has launched a new website at pawnee.org. The new site features videos with clients, online client registration, and resources on mental health issues, including suicide. Visitors to the site can also register for community outreach classes. Pawnee Mental Health Services serves 10 counties, including Clay, Cloud, Geary, Jewell, Marshall, Mitchell, Pottawatomie, Republic, Riley, and Washington. Linda M. Kalin, age 59, of Burchard, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Linda Kalin. Richard D. Turner, age 68, of Hanover, passed away April 8th. A remembrance service is planned this Saturday, May 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Hanover American Legion. Visitation this Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Richard Turner. Elvira D. Repke, age 96, of Waterville, who passed away May of 2020, has a memorial service planned this Saturday, May 22nd, at 2 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery, Terry Christie Funeral of a Waterville in charge of arrangements for Elvira Repke. Services for James A. Jim Richardson, age 76, of Marysville, who passed away May 10th, are planned Saturday, May 29th, 1 o'clock, at the Marysville City Cemetery. Service streamed on Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Visitation Friday, May 28th, 1 to 9. Family receiving friends 5 to 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for James Richardson. Services for Catherine L. DiDamasio, age 50, of Marysville, who passed away May 7th, are planned June 5th, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship, Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Catherine DiDamasio. And services for Connie Jaquis, age 77, of Marysville, who passed away May 6th, are planned Saturday, June 12th, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Jaquis.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Prairie View Industries is thrilled with the Fairbury High School graduating class of 2021. The seniors have the potential for great, successful lives. Good luck and make those dreams reality. From your fans at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, the highest quality ramps available on the market today. Smith Auto is impressed with the Pawnee City High School seniors' achievement so far. The graduates are ready to embark on the rest of their life's journey. The greatest success will come to those who make every effort. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. C&K Service enthusiastically congratulates the Sabetha High School senior class of 2021. Reach for the stars, graduates, and always look forward to the future, but never forget the lessons of the past. From the friendly staff at C&K Service in Sabetha, proud to support all the Sabetha schools.
A salute to the seniors in the graduating class of 2021 of Valley Heights High School from Performance Ag, Youngenberg Drug, Cottage Hill Ag, Dean's Automotive, and Parker Seed. This year's class includes Cesar Aguiar, Cameron Beardsley, Sophie Brungard, Cheyenne Carter, Caden Claycamp, Trevor Cooney, Colton Crook, Evan Haynes, Cora Jones, Mackenzie Joseph, Bryson Kenworthy, Alexis LeCure, Jeremy Neff, Kayla Nemechek, Jackson O'Toole, Logan Sprague, Emilia Torber, Joshua Whelan, Jake Youngerberg, and Cade Zedek. A salute to the class of 2021 of Valley Heights High School. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Sharp Manufacturing, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, and Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We still have this upper-level low spinning across the southwestern parts of the United States, pumping energy into the central southern parts of the United States. We will continue to see rain showers and thunderstorms off and on as we head through the day tonight, all the way through the end of the week. It does look like we'll continue to see chances of showers and thunderstorms even into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the 70s, and it looks like back into the 80s as we head into Friday. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 78. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55. The record low, 32. Sunset this evening, 8:37. Sunrise in the morning, 6:11. We received 20 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight here at the studios.
If you encounter snow in mid-May, you can thank St. Dunstan. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 19th, the 139th day of the year. Legendary British guitarist of The Who, Pete Townshend, is turning another year older. And on this day in 1962, Marilyn Monroe performed her infamous sultry version of Happy Birthday for then-President John F. Kennedy. It's also St. Dunstan's Day, which, according to folklore, could mean a late wintry mix of weather. St. Dunstan was a brewer who, legend has it, sold his soul to the devil in exchange for the devil to blight the apple trees, which would stop the production of cider, Dunstan's rival drink. So if you unfortunately receive some light snow or sleet today, you can either thank or shake your fist at the sky and blame St. Dunstan for that. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 in excellent condition, a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated will be cheering on the talented and driven Nemaha Central High School track team as the Thunder compete at the upcoming track meet. Good luck, boys and girls, from all of the supportive friends and fans at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Over 40 years of service. Dan's Auto Body applauds the talent of the Republic County track team. The Buffaloes have worked hard on their skills, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes to grab that baton and sprint to the finish. Good luck, Dan's Auto Body in Belleville. Look for the sign north of the water tower, servicing all your auto body needs. Tees Grocery is proud of the talented boys and girls on the Clifton Clyde Eagles track team for their good sportsmanship and determination, and knows the athletes possess the skill to go all the way. So good luck at the playoffs. From all the friendly staff and loyal fans at Tees Grocery in Clifton, the local choice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Andrew Benintendi drove in the go-ahead run with two outs in the eighth inning to give Kansas City a 2-0 win over the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Royal starter Chris Bubik pitched six innings of one-hit ball. Jake Brents retired the final batter of the eighth inning to earn his first career win. Joshua Stamount handled the ninth for his fourth save. Royals wrapping up the series with Milwaukee this evening at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch at 7:10. The news wasn't as good for the Wichita Wind Surge as the Tulsa Drillers offense exploded in the third inning, scoring eight runs on seven hits and a 12-3 come-from-behind win at One Oak Field in Tulsa yesterday. Wind Surge starter Austin Schulfer took the loss, and Tulsa reliever Justin Hagenman earned the win. The Wind Surge continue the road trip with Game 2 against the Tulsa Drillers today, first pitch at 12:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Dateline Columbus, Ohio. Dozens more men are suing Ohio State over the university's failure to stop sexual abuse and misconduct decades ago by teen doctor Richard Strauss. They echo claims filed previously by over 400 men, many of whom allege they were groped during medical exams. The newest claims were filed in federal court ahead of Monday, which marked 2 years since OSU released a law firm report that concluded university employees knew of concerns about Strauss, but didn't stop him. Strauss died in 2005. The school has publicly apologized and promised a monetary resolution for survivors. It already reached nearly $47 million in settlements for 185 plaintiffs. Kauffman Stadium announced yesterday the return to full capacity beginning Monday, May 31st. Tickets for the game as the Royals host Pittsburgh that day go on sale tomorrow. Other single-game tickets also on sale beginning tomorrow at Royals.com. Mid-America Network Sports.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Reserve space in your landscape for the beautiful and fragrant Korean spice viburnum. Select a location near a window, along a walkway, or by your patio or deck where you can enjoy the fragrant spring blooms, lovely summer foliage, and outstanding fall color. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow Korean spice viburnum in full sun or partial shade with moist, well-drained soil for best results. Mulch the soil surrounding the shrub to keep the roots cool and moist. Not only is it low maintenance, it also tolerates black walnut toxicity. This rounded shrub needs minimal pruning if planted in a location large enough to accommodate its mature size of 4 to 6 feet tall and 4 to 6 or 8 feet wide. Wait until right after the spring flowers fade if pruning is needed. Combine Korean spice viburnum with other zones 4 to 8 hardy shrubs and perennials to extend color and fragrance throughout the season. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
SunMart wants the senior class of Beatrice High School to know the path to the future may not be a straight one, but stay on course to accomplish valued dreams because great success comes from great effort. Congratulations and good luck from everyone at SunMart and Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Professional barber stylist knows the Beatrice graduating class of 2021 has great reason to celebrate. The seniors are all looking forward to the next chapter of their lives. Congratulations and good luck in the future from professional barber stylist in Beatrice. Haircuts that are affordable. Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC is proud of the Fairbury graduating class of 2021. And dreams of yesterday can become the reality of tomorrow. Congratulations, seniors, from Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC, your local Rheem dealer. www.petersonplumbinghtgac.com.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2021 from Marysville High School. From Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger Law, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, Linda's Insurance Agency, and Dane's Automotive. This year's class includes Trevor Barnes, Aubrey Barton, Joseph Botcher, Keaton Brenniger, J.C. Butler, Heidi Cassandra Connell, Emily Dressman, Mason Foley, Linda Franco, Thomas Glore, Anthony Grable, Sidney Grauer, Tyler Grauer, Nathan Gudenkoff, Zachary Hafley, Gabriel Haggard, Jonathan Haggard, and Connor Halbin. A salute to the seniors in the class of 21 of Marysville High School from Bruna Implement, Valley Vet and Fashion Direct, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Dr. Jill Gray Dentistry.
Buying a plane seemed like a good idea. Then again, Mike Gould didn't know how to fly it. It turned out to be one of his greatest tools in helping those in remote areas of South America. I'll take you to meet a man that could inspire us all to help others in need on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mike Gould graduated from seminary in 1954 and was assigned to be a Catholic priest in Bolivia. He might have 30 to 40 villages to visit, and in the early years, most of those trips were made by horseback. Then he got an offer that would dramatically cut his travel time.
One of my colleagues contacted me and said, would you like to own a plane? Would you like to fly? And I says, well, sure would. I'd like to think about that.
The purchase could eliminate the need for all of those Bolivian horseback trips.
Without knowing to fly, I contracted to buy it. And it was not that expensive. It was $20,000, and family and relatives and people helped.
Now he had a plane that he didn't know how to fly.
Another padre down there, a neighbor, who had been an instructor in the States, he would fly to an airfield, and I would drive over there about an hour, and we'd meet. So he did that about a dozen times, and he says, you're on your own. Take me home.
Immediately, this priest began flying to little villages that once seemed so isolated.
6 minute, 10 minute, 15-minute flights right within the parish. I can count 4 landings an hour, I would say.
He could take care of other church business in a fraction of the time it took with the horse. He used pasture landing strips, occasionally occupied by grazing cattle. Sometimes he didn't need to land at all.
And I could fly over and lean out and drop a letter down and say, I'll be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning or something like that. That's the way it worked.
Mike served in Bolivia for over 60 years. Now in his 90s, he's living in the U.S., but still active in helping serve others wherever God leads him. Traveling the countryside in Leawood, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
There's a lot of gunk and debris left on a field after it's been flooded. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You'll have to determine if you should work the sand and sediment into the soil or remove it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Flooding from a prolonged heavy rain, swollen rivers, and even levee breaches can ruin crops and create a real mess in farm fields. Farmers are left with the challenge of how to manage and revitalize their agricultural land so it's productive again. Ken Olson is a retired soil scientist at the University of Illinois. He says what usually happens after a flood is the field is left with an organic clay or coat of silt on top of the soil.
And in this sediment is everything that's in the floodwater. Pathogens, sewage, all kinds of things are in it. So when the field dries out, the sunlight usually kills the pathogens. And what does a farmer do with this thin silt coat? He will incorporate it. Mix it into the topsoil after, you know, it's dried out.
The question is, does the worked-in sediment add a little bit of nutrients and improve productivity, or is it doing the opposite? Olson says there aren't a lot of measurements of that, and each situation is different. However, sand is another issue. Levee breaches in particular can leave thick sand deposits on the soil.
What farmers can do, if they have sand deposits, is remove them. If they're thinner than 4 inches or so, there's been some work on this, they can mix them into the topsoil. If they have little rills, they can plow it. But if they lose topsoil because of land scouring, that can affect their future productivity.
The best way to protect your land from the ravages of a flood is to have cover crops planted when no other crops are growing. They hold the soil in place and cut down on erosion. They also add organic matter to the soil. Find more tips for rescuing your fields after a flood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
I just love the idea of paying it forward. It's a great way to approach life, doing something kind for others as payback for what someone did for you. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. This idea of paying it forward is actually something God thought up. It says in the Bible, freely you've received and freely you should give. It's easy to only think about giving money, but look at it more broadly. With your time and your talents, you have more resources than you know. With just an hour each week or even each month, you can make a difference for your community. You could volunteer at a nearby food shelf or animal shelter, or write a letter to someone who's lonely, sick, or maybe just needs a pick-me-up. If you're not sure where to start, well, think about the causes and the people you care about and go from there. So pay it forward and spread generosity in the world. You'll find a lot more meaning and gratitude in your life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
How to pinpoint the value of your farmland anytime over the last 70 years. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds you to dispose of excess treated seed responsibly. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Be sure to store leftover seed in its original seed lot containers, use leftovers for replant, or work with local authorities to dispose of large quantities. Local seed suppliers may also be aware of appropriately permitted disposal facilities in the area that can properly handle leftover treated seed.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Whether you need the information for farm management reasons or you're just curious, you can easily find out what your farmland was worth in the past. Kansas State University ag economist Terry Griffin helped set up the web-based tool and maintains it.
It is really useful for looking at historic farmland values, or more particular, it's using historic farmland values for a range of farm management decision-making purposes.
Griffin says the tool can be used for farmland in most of the U.S. Let's say you inherited some farmland and want to know whether you have a tax liability. Griffin says the tool might help.
If we know the value of farmland at some point in history since 1950, can we get an estimate on the value at another year? Most of those questions are really about stepped up bases and trying to estimate the potential tax liability from inherited farmland. The cool part is you just plug in your numbers.
Rather than dig through a lot of data compiled by the USDA on land values, Griffin says this tool is a time saver.
I'm hoping farmers, landowners, tax accountants, agricultural attorneys, all of the above would have an interest in using this tool.
There's a link to the tool at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, tomorrow is May 20th. It's Thursday, and it is the big day for Kaufman Seeds Wheat Field Days. It's the 14th annual Wheat Field Days with Kaufman Seeds, and as every good day does, it starts with a hearty breakfast.
That's correct. We'll start serving some pancakes and sausage about 7:15 in the morning. Bring an appetite, because those people like to cook pancakes and make you get full before you leave, but we'll walk it back off of you when we're out the flock.
That's Tom Clayman with Kaufman Seeds, and when he says they'll walk it back off of you when you get to the wheat plot, he's not kidding.
We got lots of wheat to talk about. I think there's 40 different strips out there of different varieties and seed tests. One of everything under the sun, I think, and then some. We got coaxiums, we've got Clearfields, we've got standard commercial varieties. We've got one of everything. We've got Westbreds. We've got OGIs. We've got AgriPros, KWAs. We've got it all. And got everyone that we can find that works for South Central Kansas, Northern Oklahoma, Western Kansas, all around the country.
And all of this takes place at Kaufman Seed's main location in Hutchinson.
Right, 9218 South Halstead. We are 1 mile west of Yoder. If you find the meat shop and carriage crossing, follow the railroad tracks west 1 mile and make sure you come across the railroad tracks and you'll be here.
Kaufman Seeds has other wheat field days scheduled across the state, but you do need to RSVP.
800-634-2836. And that way we'll have you pointed in the right direction to what times and all that stuff in case they didn't get an invitation.
Again, Tom Klayman, Kaufman Seeds, Wheat Field Days, Thursday, May 20th. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the...
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. One key political office still empty at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative. That is the Chief Agriculture Negotiator. It's a deputy USTR level position. Ag groups letting the Biden administration know they want it filled. A letter sent to USTR's Catherine Tai end of last week said key to the economic viability of working farmers and ranchers is a fair income. And the key to that income is the need to export approximately 20% of overall U.S. agricultural production. They went on to say, because of the pressing importance of improved and expanded market access for U.S. food and agriculture, they are requesting move more swiftly to nominate an individual to serve as the chief agricultural negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. 62 groups signed the letters representing a broad cross-section of the food and ag sector. Folks like the Farm Bureau, National Milk Producers Federation, Cotton Council, the Corn Refiners, the Sweetener User Association, American Feed Industry, U.S. Wheat Associates, National Chicken Council, and many others. An agriculture transportation leader says the crack in the bridge over the Mississippi River proves key investments in infrastructure are critical to the supply chain. Mike Steenhook said, we've had a very crystal clear, relatable example of when you don't make the needed investments in the infrastructure, some really painful things can happen. All barge traffic on the Mississippi was halted after a crack on the bridge leading into Memphis from Arkansas was discovered last Tuesday, and the Coast Guard announced on Friday the barge traffic could resume, reopening a major artery for U.S. corn and soybeans that are exported through the Gulf of Mexico. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Soybean growers, keep an eye on your plants for signs of the soybean gall midge. This new pest has been reported in several states on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio,
providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices. Practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
States in the Midwest have another soybean pest to deal with. The soybean gall midge was identified as a new species in 2018, and entomologists are just beginning to understand its biology. The adults are so small, you probably won't see them. The larvae are clear to white-colored when young and turn a bright orange as they mature. Bruce Potter is an Extension Integrated Pest Management Specialist at the University of Minnesota. He says adults emerge in June and lay their eggs in wounds or expansion cracks near the base of the soybean plant. A few weeks later, the larvae hatch and start doing their damage.
What you'll notice on the outside of the stem near the base is a discoloration. It'll be almost a black line a lot of times between the green and the affected tissue. And if you take your thumbnails and peel that outer layer, the stem back, that's where the larvae will be. In July, you'll start to see plants wilting and dying that have larvae infestations.
Infestations are usually on the edge of the field. They're coming out of acres planted in soybeans last year and moving to adjacent fields that have soybeans this year. Potter says there are no options for consistent control. It's complicated due to multiple generations of the insect, but they're working on it.
We've looked at adult control. We've looked at some numerous insecticide options. Right now, it's looking at everything from insecticides to tillage. And then I think the thing that probably is going to hold the most promise long term is, you know, if we can get some resistant varieties for this.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find more information on the soybean gall midge at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue to see struggles, serious struggles, with corn, Kansas City wheat, and with soybeans, although corn is improving a little, believe it or not. July corn is down 6 3/4 at 651. September down 9 at 562. The back months are also lower. July soybeans down 36.5 at 1537 3/4. August beans down 35 3/4 at 1485.5. Back months are all down by double digits. Soybean meal is sharply lower. July is down 680 at 404. August is down 650 at 401.90. July bean oil is down 201 at 66.65. August soybean oil is down 198 points at 62.90. So things do not look well in the soybean complex. Kansas City wheat is really struggling too. July KC wheat down 12.5 at 635 1/4. September down 12 at 641.5. So not a good look for soybeans, for corn, or for Kansas City wheat. Cotton is mixed. July cotton is down 126 points at 82.75, but October is up 21 points at 84.07. As we refocus on the livestock complex, we see mixed numbers there. June live cattle up 40 at 117.15, August up 52 at 120.25. The back months are lower. August feeder cattle up 92 at 152.85. September feeders up 90 at 154.42. So some positives there. Hogs, unfortunately, have been bouncing around a bit, down, then up, then now back down. June hogs down a dime at 110.55. July hogs down 25 at 111.25. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Gold is up. June gold is up $12.70 currently at $1,880.70. Gold is up, but silver and copper are both tracking lower at the present time. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3320.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough. So you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize on the beach, I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone. Pull me in. Now there's nothing between us except the moonlight and the water. Just like the waves, the feeling gets stronger. She whispers, aren't you gonna give me a kiss? And bites at the salt on her lips. And from the look in her eyes, I realize she'll love me till she's ready.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.